Okay, this is Alicia Barmer. The date is May 29th, I
May
think.
May 29th, yeah.
Okay, 2014, and I'm here with Norm Avancino at his home in Reno. And we just wanted to follow up on our last conversation about Eveleth Lumber by talking about the fire that occurred that you had since remembered a little bit more about.
Well, yeah.
And I wondered if you could just tell me how you heard about it and what happened, as far as you know.
Well, it was on a Saturday afternoon when nobody from the lumberyard was working. And we used to take Saturday afternoon off. And that's when the Indians would gather over there in the lumber storage shed we had over there. And that's where the fire started, on the other side of the Wells underpass. And I heard about it, I guess, over the radio. And so I jumped in the car and rushed up there and went in the back door and opened the safe and grabbed the records out, because I thought the whole thing was going to go. But it was on the other side of the other overpass. And all we really lost was our little Chevy car that we had that the boss would drive, but it was closer to the rail than the building, and it did catch fire, and we lost it on the east side. But everything else was on the other side, and we lost everything over there.
What was over there?
Well, that was the storage shed for lumber, the heavy lumber. And we had our railroad access on that side, where sometimes we would get lumber by rail. Most of it came by truck. But whenever we got hardwood, like oak or some of those things, it would come from back east. And usually it would be combined with other lumber yards out west here. And so they would park it on our siding over there, and we would unload ours as we'd get to it, and then ship it on to whoever would be the next customer. But anyway, that fire occurred not long after I started to work there. And since I worked there so long, I had temporarily forgotten about that fire. So whenever anybody asked me about a fire since, I didn't connect the two. But that's about all I can remember of it. It was on the weekend, and that's why it got started and got out of control so fast.
So were you there when the fire trucks were trying to put it out?
I got there before they did, but yeah. But I really don't remember too much about that fire.
Did the company rebuild?
No, they didn't rebuild it all on that side. Everything was moved to the east side.
Oh, so at that point then, was that prior to the drugstore building going up, or had that already been there, I wonder? Because that was right on the other side of Wells.
Well, the drugstore it didn't bother them at all. Oh. There was enough space between the lumberyard and the 4th Street buildings that faced on 4th Street. They weren't in danger.
Okay, thanks. That's good. Okay, that's the fire story.